During the trustees' 9 a.m. meeting, protesters moved inside the Carolina Inn, disrupting operations, singing "We Will Not Be Moved." At least one person was escorted out of the room.
We will not be moved. We will not be moved.
Please do not interrupt the meeting, ladies and gentlemen. You're welcome to be here.
Richard Stevens, chair of the Board of Trustees, cited UNC's Free Speech Act, enacted in 2017, which allows the public into board meetings, but reserves the right to remove peoples in case of disruption.
Any person who disrupts the event or interferes with the rights of those in attendance to hear or see the speakers will be asked to leave. Anyone who does not leave when asked or does not put down signs which obstruct the audience view will be removed, may be subject to arrest.
Donna Jones, chair of the Carolina Black Caucus, was one of the protest attendees Thursday morning. She said the community's disappointment over the board's decision to, quote, interfere in the tenure process is apparent.
I heard frustration from folks. I heard anger from faculty, especially retired faculty, who respect the tenure process and know what goes into and how much work goes into that process. I also heard from people that they were just mortified for us and embarrassed for us as an institution that we are still yet again in the news for not positive things. And the worst part of it, what I heard from people was just that demoralized feeling of, you know, every step toward progress is we're three steps back with more situations like these.
Also at the protest was Sippy Anderson Tompkins, the interim chief diversity officer for UNC. Anderson Tompkins said she came out to the protest not only to support the Carolina community, but also the African-American community and Black faculty.
And I think that there are too many times when faculty of color, specifically Black faculty, are slighted. They are perceived as lesser than. We should just be grateful to have an appointment. And I think it's important that our chancellor, our leaders, go to bat for her.
Following the Board of Trustees meeting Thursday morning, UNC Chancellor Kevin Guskowitz held a media availability where he was asked to comment on the board's decision to postpone its review of Hannah Jones's tenure application.
I also respect the role that our Board of Trustees play in our model of shared governance. Through the state constitution, the UNC system, and the Board of Governors, they have authority over the UNC system, and some of which they have delegated to the campuses. And our Board of Trustees play an important role in overseeing the university, including in reviewing all applications for tenure.
Chair Stevens also sat in on the media briefing to clarify the board's rationale for the postponement. He said more time was needed to go over Hannah Jones's application and answer questions regarding her candidacy.
We take seriously our responsibility for approving tenure. We're talking about a lifetime position here, so they're not entered into lightly. And so it's not unusual for members of the board, or in particular the chair of the committee, to have questions for clarification about the background, particularly candidates that don't come from a traditional academic type background.
Stephen said neither UNC Provost Bob Lewin nor Guskowitz provided recommendations on Hannah Jones's appointment ahead of the board's January meeting, when tenure candidacy was discussed.
We took no action on this appointment.
Hannah Jones is set to start July 1st for a fixed five-year term with the UNC Hussman School of Journalism and Media as a professor of the practice, with the option of being reviewed for tenure at the end of that term. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Elle Karras.